In his sermon for the Feast of the Sorrowful Mother, St. Alphonsus considers the Blessed Virgin Mary under the title of Queen of Martyrs. He says that Mary, at the death of Jesus Christ, suffered a more cruel martyrdom than all other martyrs combined. St. Bernard explains that in the case of others who gave their lives for Christ, torments were inflicted on their bodies. But in Mary's case, torment was inflicted upon her heart. Whereas other martyrs sacrificed their own lives, Mary sacrificed the life of her son, which she loved more than her own life. You'll notice that in Christian art, the martyrs are always represented with the instruments of their sufferings. St. Andrew is represented with a cross. St. Lawrence is depicted with a gridiron. And St. Paul usually holds a sword. But how is Mary depicted? What was the instrument of her torture? Our Lady is usually depicted holding the lifeless body of her child, because our Lord was the instrument of her suffering. And furthermore, whereas the other martyrs found relief and consolation in their sufferings by considering the love of Christ, Mary could experience no such comfort, for it was her love for Jesus which had plunged the sword of sorrow into her heart. St. Alphonsus writes, "The greater was the love of the martyrs for Jesus Christ, the less did they feel their pains. And in the midst of it all, the remembrance of the passion of Jesus Christ sufficed to console them. But with Mary, it was precisely the reverse, for the torments of Jesus were her martyrdom, and love for Jesus was her only executioner." Our Lady had endured a slow martyrdom nearly her entire life, ever since the day she had taken her newly born son to the temple and heard from the prophet Simeon that her child was going to be a sign of contradiction, hated by the world. Our Lady knew well the prophecies concerning the Messiah, that his hands and feet would be pierced, his very bones would be numbered, that he would be bruised for our sins, and that he would be scourged to heal our wounds. She had carried these thoughts in her heart, and the pain they caused grew with every moment as the day of these torments drew nearer. And now, as she stood beneath the cross on Good Friday, she loved her son too much to leave his side, even though seeing him suffer made her own agony so much worse. She had stood by at the scourging. She had seen the soldiers beat the crown of thorns into his head. She had met him on the way of the cross, and she had seen every detail of his crucifixion. First, the soldiers had thrown our Lord roughly upon the cross, and then used ropes to extend his arms and legs to the places prepared for the nails. They did not use sharp nails, says St. Bernard. They used blunt nails to torment him more. Mary counted each blow of the hammer. She saw the blood flow from those wounds. Once our Lord was fastened to the cross and raised up for all to see, Mary saw the great effort that every breath cost him. Our Lord had to push down on the nail in his feet and pull up on the nails in his hands to speak. Our Lady heard then the taunts of the crowd. She said to St. Bridget, "I heard some say that my son was a thief, others that he was an impostor, others that no one deserved death more than he did." And every word was a new sort of grief to my heart. And even the words of our Lord were hard for her to bear. When he cried out, "I thirst," she knew it was for souls that he thirsted. But she also knew that he thirsted in a very literal way, too. She could do nothing to moisten his lips. When he cried out in anguish and desolation, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Mary heard those words, and she told St. Bridget those words would stay in her heart the rest of her life. Every pain and sorrow that our Lord suffered, Mary suffered too. She wanted to comfort him, but she couldn't. Mary's entire life was marked by the cross and the patience with which she accepted it. You know, my dear faithful, that despite the many beautiful things God has created and the rich blessings he bestows upon us, this world has ever been and ever will be a valley of tears. This world is not our home. We are in exile. We are all placed here to suffer, says St. Alphonsus, that we may, by patience, gain our souls to life everlasting. In his vision of the blessed in heaven, which he records in the book of the Apocalypse, St. John the Apostle says that he saw all the saints bearing palms in their hands. The palm is the symbol of martyrdom. St. Alphonsus, commenting on this passage, says that everyone who is saved, everyone who is in heaven, is a martyr for Christ, either by the shedding of his blood or by the martyrdom of patience. A patient suffering of crosses during life. And it is for this reason that Mary is the queen of martyrs and our most perfect model of patience. She never complained. She did not try to flee from the cross of her son. She drew near and she stood beneath it. And thus St. John Damascene says that her example is the remedy for all the sorrows of the human heart. Each day as you take up your cross in union with our Lord, ask Our Lady for the help to bear it well, as she did. And pray to her in the words of St. Alphonsus, O sweet Lady, thou who wast innocent, thou didst suffer with so much patience. Shall I, who have sinned and deserve hell, shall I refuse to suffer? My mother, I ask of thee this favor, not to be delivered from the cross, but to bear it with patience. For the love of Jesus, I entreat thee to obtain this grace for me from God. From thee do I hope for this grace with confidence.